My name is Suhani, and I will be interviewing my dad from India.
Hi, my name is Vishal Verma, and I'm Suhani's dad.
My first question is, please state the place that you're originally from and when and how you came to the USA.
I am from New Delhi, India, where I was born, and I came to US in 1991. I landed in Atlanta, Georgia, where we had some family friends.
What transportation did you use?
Well, I took an airplane, a flight, from Delhi, and it stopped at, I think, Frankfurt, Germany, and then it came to Atlanta from there.
What reasons led you to make this journey?
Well, you know, I visited U.S. When I was in 1988, and when I was 14, 15, and you know, I really loved it, you know, and I was already quite mesmerized with American culture by watching American movies and music and talking to people. So, you know, it was like a dream to come to America.
What were your fears or concerns before the journey?
My fears were, you know, how will I be received? You know, what would I do when I got here in terms of, you know, what was I gonna study? What kind of work will I do? And yeah, so those were my biggest fears at that time.
What possessions did you leave behind?
Oh, you know, of course, besides the people that my parents and my brothers and cousins, you know, those were of course people, but also I had a motorbike, and you know, shiny motorbike that I left behind that I really liked. I left behind, you know, my you know, some of the you know, memorabilia over the years I had collected by visiting various places in India, and you know, some of the clothes that I liked, you know, I couldn't bring everything, so I left behind. So stuff like that, little stuff.
Okay, so what hardships did you encounter at any point in your journey?
Okay, well, the hardships, you know, in my journey, there weren't that many hardships. You know, in an airplane, it was, you know, I was fairly comfortable, and it turned out to be, I had traveled before, so it was not too much of a hardship. Besides, of course, the time change and the jet lag and the.
Number 6, what strategies did you use that were helpful in handling these challenges?
Well, you know, the challenges when I got here was, one of the strategies I used was to, you know, talk to friends. You know, of course, when I made some friends, you know, be open to people, be open to listening to people, you know, and so when I did make some friends, I talked to them about the culture, the opportunities, where to start, what is available as far as, you know, apartments and jobs. So And also, you know, just being inquisitive about what's around me, you know, just learning from others.
Next one. What did you expect to find in this new world? And what did you discover after you reached your destination?
Oh, very good question. Well, I expected to find, you know, of course, like I said, I had visited before, so I expected to find, you know, cars and, you know, the kind of music, the kind of, you know, culture that I had seen. I also expected to find, you know, the people I had met before. I was apprehensive how I was going to fit in with them. You know, I was to stay with them for a few months. How I was to operate, you know, within the family and other friends that I was going to be in.
What did you learn from your encounters with different cultures?
You know, for me, coming to America was a dream come true. And so when I was already aware that there's so many cultures here, people from all over the world. And once I started living among them, you know, it was really amazing. It was, you know, I kept finding new and new things and new and new, you know, kind of cultures. And I picked up things from all of them. You know, I remember one was, you know, some Jamaican people I met, and once I was in a swimming class, and it was, you know, it was really cool. You know, they loved, you know, swimming, and I, you know, I enjoyed with them. So, you know, so that was, it was a overall a very pleasant experience.
Next one. What triumphs and successes did you experience after having started your life in this country?
Oh, over the years I've had numerous successes. And, you know, beginning right away with being able to pay for my education and living expenses. So, you know, within like the first 6 months or so. And then also, you know, just being able to blend in and being able to, so that was another success. And then eventually I got my undergraduate degree and then graduate degree. And I, and then, you know, getting married and of course, the birth of our daughter, Suhani. Of course that was, you know, the biggest event of our lives. And I've had numerous positive things happen.
How about your triumphs?
Well, those were my triumphs. You know, some of the triumphs that I overcame was, you know, some of the other ones would be, you know, finding my first job and, you know, finding what, where my strengths are and also being able to, you know, how to mentor others. And so those were triumphs.
How old were you when you immigrated?
Yeah, I was 17, 18 year old when I first came. Late teens.
Did Did you immigrate with any of your family?
Oh, yeah, my when I first came, no, I did not have my immediate family. However, over a few years after I came, 4 to 5 years, my middle brother came also to study, and then did my youngest brother. And then, my two of my brothers are here, and then my parents would visit us, and then eventually they immigrated, about 10 years ago or so. And now they live part of their time they spend in India, and some part they live here in U.S.
Did you go anywhere else before coming to America?
Yeah, I visited, when I was 14, 15, I visited England, and that was a pleasant experience. I had some family there. I was there for a month, and I had visited. I had experienced some of the English culture as well, and actually that was the only experience I had outside of America.
What was your first job in America?
Oh, nice question. So my first job, my uncle or the family I was staying with, they kind of offered me, like a weekend position in there. They had a liquor store, and I helped out there on the weekend in stocking, and then I got an opportunity through one of their friends to work in there in the printing press where I worked, on the sometime during the weekdays. That was a short period, and after that my actual breakthrough kind of thing was working at a convenience store / gas station, which was really amazing, meeting so many people and learning a lot about culture, about handling money, about how the business works. So I stayed in that job for about 3 to 4 years, while I was going to college. So I really enjoyed that time of my life.
Are you glad you moved to the USA? Why or why not?
Yes, I did. Coming to America was and is a dream come true. I moved and I learned a lot from the people around me, and it's just so many opportunities that for studying, for education, for work that I didn't right away see in India. And I was, of course, I was quite young at that time. I am very glad.
What was your first impression of America?
Well, my first impression was that, America is fast moving, of course, everything was much cleaner and much more organized. And so it was like almost like a different world, different universe, I was really amazed in a positive way.
Can you tell me the funniest thing about your immigration?
The funniest thing? Oh, yeah. you know, the one of the things that happened was my when I first came, you know, the you know, the, as soon as I landed from the plane, my uncle, he picked me up and he took me to, he had to leave a party to come pick me up, and he went back with me to it. And when I first came, so this was a party at a, you know, one of the Indian family, and the husband was a businessman. He was very successful, so his home was huge, and he had a big swimming pool, had lots of, you know, lots of bells and whistles. You know, it was like almost like a castle. And I was, you know, I was like, man, maybe all the homes are like this here in America. And of course, that was not the case. My uncle kind of saw that, and I was amazed. He said, you know, not all the homes are like this. So that was kind of funny.
Scared?
Oh yeah, I was scared in the beginning. You know, like I said, you know, where was, you know, what am I gonna do? In the sense, where am I gonna work? What do I want to study? You know, what's it gonna be like, the people around me? So that was those were my concerns. Of course, besides, you know, driving, getting a car, and you know, little things like that.
What things did you miss about where you came from?
Well, you know, besides the people, of course, you know, of course my family and extended family, I missed a lot about, you know, just the Indian culture, about, you know, getting to know your friends are better, you know, in some ways, you know, being able to talk more freely with people, you know, about their successes and their failures and their fears, etc., etc. And you know, here I found it a little different. People were more you know, people were busier. And, you know, there was, you know, people had more, you know, minding their own business kind of stuff, which is, I found that to be attractive as well. So I missed the part where there was more camaraderie in India, and I missed the, you know, the culture, because you know, I grew up there, so that was kind of like, you know, part of, it was part of me. And I missed, of course, the food and the, you know, especially when the festivals came, like Diwali and Holi. I missed those times. It's like, you know, Christmas time here. Of course, I started loving Christmas here and the New Year celebrations and 4th of July, Memorial Day. So although I missed those times in, you know, the times in India, I started to replace them with times here. So, it worked pretty well. Oh, how did I feel about leaving my friends and family? You know, like anybody else would say, it was tough to not have somebody, you know, especially in the family, somebody kind of taking care of you, you know, providing for you, watching over you, and you know, it was, so now here you kind of have to think for yourself so I miss that part, the support you got, and I also miss, you know, just, the times when the special times, the festival times in India with my family and extended family.
Did you want to immigrate here?
Yes, I did, you know, because once I visited here, and also the opportunities here that I knew were here, I really did want to visit, immigrate, and, you know, be able to use all the strengths I have in a much more diverse and a big country, and you know, be able to achieve more.
How did the U.S. compare to where you came from?
Oh, there's, you know, there's a lot of similarities and a lot of differences. In some way, you know, India and U.S. are democracies, so we have elections. And there are lots of India, within India, there's lots of subcultures. You know, there's, 24, 25 languages in India, major languages. And also the differences were, of course, America's bigger and it has less people than India. And it is a much more developed country, more options, more, and also a lot of places to visit, lots of different choices. So one of the biggest things I noticed was the number of choices available in America in almost everything. So those are the things I noticed right away. And of course, there were a lot more.
What do you mean by different? Do you mean a lot different, a little different, weird, sad?
Well,
could be anything.
Yeah, could be anything. I really felt a lot different in like I thought choices of food, the choices of what you could study here, the nature of the way education system worked, and the weird part was, you know, the weird part was people were following rules without anybody really telling them, majority of people. That was really actually attractive to me.
What did you think America would be like? Was it the same or different?
Well, America was same and different. It was, you know, same in the way of how I'd pictured, you know, just like I'd already mentioned about what I saw first, and also different in the way that it was a lot more to it than a lot more to it in terms of where one could settle, where one could, what one could do. There was almost endless opportunities than I had imagined.
Last question. How long did it take to get used to USA? Washington?
How long did it take me to get used to USA?
Or Washington?
Oh, Washington. Well, I think it took about 6 months to a year for me to get comfortable with the language, with the money, you know, the coins, with the learning about different foods, you know, learning about about the language differences. You know, I knew English already, however, you know, the pronunciation of some of the words, and you know, like schedule and schedule, you know, and so it took me about a year, and then, you know, moving to Washington was a little different from Atlanta to California to Washington. Washington is, you know, much more greener. I love that, and is, but it has, and it has less sun, which I don't like so much. So I you know, it took me about a couple of years to get used to Washington, actually.
Actually, this is the last question. Is there anything that I've not asked that you wanna add?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, the, I just wanna, do wanna say that the, you know, the people of America are just amazing. And all over I've lived, you know, vast majority of people were kind and helpful and understanding, accepting. And I really admire this, the, just the vibe I see here over the years. So I really I just love America. I love the people, in all walks of people, white, black, Hispanic, and all kinds of cultures. And of course, I love the chances here, the hard work people do, the work ethic. So I love being here.
No.
Oh, don't finish. Are you sure you were finished?
We have to say thank you for interviewing. Duh, stop it. Why did you do that?
Okay, gentle.
I want to say thanks to Dad for being here, and volunteering for me to interview him and taking all the questions easily.
Well, thank you, Suhani, for interviewing me, and thank you for the Evergreen School to organize this. I really liked this interview. You know, never have been able to tell my story, so thank you.
I hope you like learning about my dad. See you next time.